everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Bite-Sized Blessings. This week, I interview Kara Goodwin, who's a meditation and spiritual transformation guide, as well as host of the Meditation Conversation podcast. She's also an energy healer, and she was drawn to meditation after a series of losses. And we talk about that a little bit later in the episode. And we also talk about something that I wanted to give you a little background on. It's a documentary film that we talk about by Stephen Greer, or he's one of the contributors, and it's called Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. Now, I know you all who've been listening to this podcast have heard stories of UFOs and people seeing things that they can't quite explain. And so we do talk a little bit about that in this episode. But the idea of close encounters of the fifth kind is that humans, we can reach out in different ways to aliens or other sentient beings or other entities. We can be the initiators of contact. So if you want to watch a really intriguing documentary, something that might keep you on the edge of your seats, check it out online. It's a really fascinating documentary and something I think that will maybe help you to think of the world and our place in it in a very different way. So Kara's had multiple instances of, you know, I guess you'd call them supra-normal events, things that aren't considered quote-unquote normal by society standards. But as all of you know who've been listening to this podcast for quite a while, there's a lot going on out there with a lot of different people that doesn't fit into that quote-unquote normal worldview. And that's what makes this world kind of exciting and makes me want to wake up every morning, is I never know what kind of magic the day is going to bring. So now, my interview with Kara Goodwin.
It was very much an inward journey. So we really spent a lot of time with our eyes closed, meditating, kind of getting our consciousness connected with space and with our higher self and with our, you know, if we have a galactic team, kind of galactic team sort of thing. And we did breath work. And so I did this breath work. And when we were finished with the breath work, I saw this in my, with my eyes closed, but then I opened my eyes and I kept seeing it. But it was like these thin golden lines that were in a specific formation. It was sort of like teardrop shaped, but angular.
I would love to hear a story or stories. It can be more than one where you feel like you've witnessed or you yourself have experienced something magical or miraculous or mysterious, something that kind of changed your life, whatever you'd like to share.
Okay. So I'm going to share something that has kind of resurfaced. It happened about a year and a half ago or so. And it's been really interesting how time has kind of like spiraled back and this has become relevant again. So I had a friend of mine on the podcast last week for a live stream. His name's Ruben Langdon. He is the creator and host of Interview with Ed, which is an exploration into extra dimensionals. So Ed is ED extra dimensional. So he kind of began this. It's on Gaia. And he usually interviews channelers so part of it is get to know the channeler. And then part of it is channel, you know, they'll channel and he'll ask questions and things. And I had gone on a CE5 with Ruben. Do you know what a CE5 is? So it stands for Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. And yeah. So, and just in case, so I can see like the light switched on for you, but in case anybody's listening that hasn't heard of this before. So Dr. Stephen Greer is a UFO specialist and expert, and he kind of developed this protocol. Close encounters of the fifth kind is human initiated. So I can't remember. There's like one through five, and maybe it even goes beyond five. And I think they're like one of them, like one of the numbers is like seeing a UFO, like you just see it. Another one is you don't see a UFO, but you feel like you've had telepathic communication, or maybe it's a dream or something, but it's you've received information from what you think is an extraterrestrial. Another one would be actually going on a ship, like feeling that you have a memory of being on a ship. There's another one. What would that one be? I can't remember now, but the fifth one is human initiated. So it's trying to connect with otherworldly beings. And so there's a whole protocol that he created where people get together and they, you know, you use meditation, you raise your frequency, and you're out in the open in a dark sky space, so that you're kind of creating the conditions where you might be able to see something. And so Ruben was hosting one of these, and it was out in Big Bear, California. And so I went out there, and we were a small group, and we had this woman was doing singing bowls, and she was just incredible. And it was very much an inward journey. So we really spent a lot of time with our eyes closed, meditating, kind of getting our consciousness connected with space and with our higher self, and with our, you know, if we have a galactic team, kind of galactic team sort of thing. And we did breath work. And so I did this breath work. And when we were finished with the breath work, I saw this with my eyes closed, but then I opened my eyes and I kept seeing it. But it was like these thin golden lines that were in a specific formation. It was sort of like teardrop shaped, but angular. So like thin, really thin golden lines. And it looked like there was like a rose quartz in the middle, but not a solid rose quartz. It was like it had this pinkish, rosy hue that was like emanating from the middle of it out. And I started weeping, and like, I feel like maybe you're similar from what you were saying earlier. Like, I'm not a huge crier. I'm not afraid to cry, but I'm not one of those people that like cries at the drop of a hat. Saying that, sometimes commercials make me cry. So what do I know? Maybe I'm an easy crier, but this depth of emotion was strange. Everybody's like, are you okay? You know, are you hurt? You know? And I'm like, it's so beautiful. I don't know why I'm crying. But, and what's interesting about that, I mean, that was amazing, but I don't know why I had such a profound response to it. So it wasn't like I saw this and I understood that it means such and such. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know why it moved me so much. It was crystal clear, which I'm not, I do see visuals sometimes. It's not my strongest sense, but this was remarkably clear. But I was like, kind of had to grasp at straws as to what it might be. I'm like, I don't know if it's some sort of technology that's important to me, like another version of like a, you know, to my spirit, you know, and I do feel like I am interested in ETs and that whole phenomenon. And, you know, I do believe that some people, myself included, have like help assistance from galactic groups or galactic beings. So I'm like, I don't know if this is some sort of technology that another part of myself or a guide of mine, like that I'm familiar with this at a very deep level. But anyway, there was no like intellectual understanding. But what's really interesting is because I had Ruben on last week, this came up, and I've only talked about it one other time on my podcast, and that was shortly after it happened. And So I was just kind of explaining, you know, he was talking a little bit about what CE5s are. And I was like, yeah, I had this profound experience with you. Cause I've done three CE5s with him and this was the very first one. And I'm like, and I still don't know why, but you know, he was there. So he knows like, yeah, you were like sobbing. And so what was, so it was just kind of like, that was fresh on my mind because we were talking about it. Well, then I started reading Gene Keys. So Gene Keys is, it sort of came from Human Design and the I Ching. Richard Rudd sort of is the author, but he kind of what he received these, this information, it's 64 gene keys. It's to do with your astrology. You know, you kind of like Human Design, you put your birth date in, your birth time, and then it tells you what your keys are. And, I have heard about gene keys for a little while and I've had a gene keys reading and I have had people on my podcast talk about it and I've never really felt drawn to read the book. I actually was put off by the book because a friend of mine who had read it was like, I don't know, I got a lot more out of my reading than the book. I would say you either need one or the other. And the book didn't really do much for me. So I didn't read it, but for some reason, I did have somebody on my podcast recently who reignited my interest in it. So I got the book and I'm reading the introduction. And the introduction itself was like, I mean, it was really activating. And there was one sentence in this book that said something to the effect of you have a hologram of your genes type of thing. That is within you and it is your own unique sacred geometry. And that's what this sentence said. And I was like, oh, I think that's what I saw.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the podcast, and I need to thank my guest, the gorgeous Kara Goodwin, for being so kind and for sharing all of her stories. To find out a little bit more about this wonderful human being, please do check out the episode's show notes. There will be a link to her website as well as a link to her podcast there below. And you all know what I'm going to ask next. Please do consider sharing the podcast as well as giving the podcast a rating and a review. Those ratings and reviews help other people find us. And plus, it's super cool if you do something like that and you'll have my undying gratitude. And I think that makes it worth it, don't you think? Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Kara. Live in the mystery. Be open to the adventure that's out there, to waking up every day and not knowing what's going to come. Be open to the idea that possibly, potentially, this day will contain magic and change the entire way that you think about life. So be like Kara, be open to the miracle, be open to the magic surround you, and wake up every day looking forward what the day may bring.